And you know what Billy Toro said to me? One of the most favorite parts of his, of Gary Lovett and Friends, is Chachi's breakfast treat with the Beatles. And that's what he told me. He said last night when I had him on the phone, he says, make sure you say hi to Chachi. Because he's going to have you do one of his events probably coming up this year, Chachi.
I would love that. Isn't this great news I hear every Sunday from you, Gary? People seem to like my little segment, so I appreciate that, and I love being here with you, Mr. Levitt, and friends. I guess I'm under the friends category, and I appreciate that.
You are a friend. You are a friend, and maybe we'll adopt you eventually.
Well, I hope so. I could use that. Good morning. It's great to be with you guys. And, you know, it's great to hear The Supremes, isn't it, Gary? It's just such a great song.
Well, we think we're going to do, and this was Aaron's idea, and I think Aaron came up with a great idea, a little more music in the morning. We are a variety show. Obviously, mm-hmm. We get some great guests. We have you on, which is like such a plus. But in addition to that, things like that. And we don't want to just do the music when people pass away, that's for sure.
Right.
I know some DJs that's all they do. They post things on Facebook when people pass away, and that's all they do.
Yeah, they do tend to do that. But, you know, it's reminiscent of The Ed Sullivan Show, what you do here on Sunday morning. So something for everyone, although you can't do spinning plates on radio. But you're much like Ed Sullivan, you know. You have all different guests. And, you know, when he had The Supremes on once, and I was a big Ed Sullivan fan when I was a kid, huge Ed Sullivan fan. And I don't even know if you can imitate Ed, Gary. But one time he's introducing The Supremes, and he forgot the name. And he said, here they are. And he paused, and he couldn't remember, and he said, the girls. And that's how he was. But he was such a character, and that's who we're going to talk about this morning. But first, you know, you have Renee in the studio there. I've been listening, of course.
Hi.
And,
hey, Renee.
Good morning, Renee.
Good morning.
We're very excited because Renee is part of our big George Harrison show, if I can talk about that for a moment, Gary.
Sure can.
It's, you know, February is an important month in Beatle history, certainly the Ed Sullivan Show in 64, but also it's the birthday month of the youngest Beatle, George Harrison. So we've created this little series at the Regent Theater in Arlington where we're raising money to help the Regent, because you know how important it is, Gary and Renee, that, you know, we need to get back into music venues, seeing live music and being safe and getting away from all this COVID stuff and try to get life back to normal. So it's important to try to keep these venues sustained, you know, during the downtime that we've been experiencing, which is just a year now. So we created another big show. It's a virtual fundraiser you can watch from your home, wherever, and it is called My Sweet George, a George Harrison birthday celebration. And we have about 13, 14 artists and musicians, performers, all singing their favorite and our favorite George Harrison song. So it's the evening of February 25th, which would have been George's 78th birthday. We're originating out of the Regent Theater, but no one's allowed in the theater, and even our performers won't be in the theater. Nashville, in Los Angeles, and right here in Boston. So I'll just do a brief summary of who we have before I get into my little Beatles breakfast treat. You can go to theregenttheater.com for all the information, but we have the Ultrasonic Rock Orchestra, Adam Sherman, who's a fantastic artist who was in the band Private Lightning many years ago. He's been performing ever since. He's such a great musician and artist. We have the Wellpennies, a national act. Mm-hmm. Thatcher Harrison, a very young man who's a guitarist extraordinaire, and what you'll see him do, singing Within Without You on his guitar, is pretty amazing. Field Day is fantastic. Addie Sun, she is a Boston musician, nominated Songwriter of the Year last year at the Boston Music Awards. Sir Rachel, the daughters of Tom Hambridge. I don't know if you remember Tom Hambridge.
Yep.
Huge producer out of Nashville. Mm-hmm. Sarah and Rachel, a young duo, they'll be performing. Duke Levine, guitarist extraordinaire. He'll be backed up by the Super Sweet Sounds of the 70s band. They call themselves. That's awesome.
Nice.
Vance Gilbert, Gary Backstrom, Scott Erickson, Corin Ashley, another great performer. All great performers. But I left one out because that's who we're going to talk about right now.
Uh-oh.
We're really excited because we're adding a little bit of diversity to our show by having Renee and the Renegades perform as well. And they'll be performing Cracker Box Palace, and we're going to get into that next week and give you some stories behind that song. It is one of the most requested songs. So listen, it's a virtual fundraiser. There's a suggested donation, and we realize, you know, times are tough right now. Money might be tight. So you can see the show for free virtually at regenttheater.com. Or if you care to make a donation, we ask for at least $11.99 donation, and you have an evening of really great music performed by some really fantastic bands. I will be hosting along with my partner, Beatles film archivist Eric Taros, who worked with Ron Howard on 8 Days a Week. He worked on the Bee Gees documentary that just came out. He's an encyclopedia of Beatle films and archivist. He's a historian. He's a fantastic guy. So, regenttheater.com, Thursday night, February 25th. And, of course, on next week's show, we'll get into Cracker Box Palace, the song that Renee and the Renegades are performing. So,
nice.
Enough of this shameless plug. I don't want to take up too much of your time, Gary. So I want to talk about the Beatles, if I may do that at this moment.
Beautiful. Let's hear it, Charge. You got it, man.
Okay, buddy. Well, you know, I just mentioned Ed Sullivan. Huge fan of Ed when I was a kid. Every Sunday night, we'd gather around the television. And 57 years ago, last week, February 7th, I talked about the Beatles landing in America, and we played a bunch of news audio clips. Lots of fun to look back. So this morning, I wanted to take a look at the actual show, which happened for the first time on February 9th. At 8 p.m. on CBS television. Now, most Beatle fans, especially first-generation fans like myself, we remember that day vividly. It's just, you know, embedded in our minds. But also, you know, previous to that, November 63, we all know, you know, John Kennedy was assassinated. So it was November 63, and the country was just sad for weeks upon weeks. And it just set the stage for perfect time for the Beatles to arrive in America and bring some joy and fun and smiles back into our lives. And the Ed Sullivan Show was the perfect Beatles debut in America. Millions of people every Sunday night would gather around the one TV and watch to see what Ed had in store. So Brian, the Beatles manager, made a deal with Ed Sullivan to do 3 appearances in February. So the Beatles were on the Ed Sullivan Show 3 consecutive Sundays. And he made a deal, Brian made a deal with Ed Sullivan, that he could have the Beatles for 3 shows for only $10,000.
Wow.
While Elvis Presley would charge Ed Sullivan $50,000 for one appearance. And it was all because Ed was in London. He saw a huge crowd of kids at the airport waiting for somebody. And he's like, who are they waiting for? And they said, well, there's a band called the Beatles. So that piqued Ed Sullivan's interest. And so he booked them for February 9th, 728 seats in the Ed Sullivan Theater, still working, functioning today. And he got 50,000 requests for tickets. And so the Beatles had a dress rehearsal that day, February 9th. And they did a run-through. Ed Sullivan Show taped it. And the Beatles were concerned about their sound. So, like, the sound guy's at the board, right? And he's making little chalk marks on all the faders to know what level each instrument and microphone should be at. And they go out and they take a break for lunch, and they come back, and they found that the cleaning girl came in and wiped all the chalk marks off the board.
Oh, no.
And so they had to do it live on the spot at the start of the show. They had to mix it from memory. And Ed was fantastic. They started. He didn't make us wait, Gary. You know, most shows like that would say, well, we'll keep it to the end so we can keep all the eyeballs on the TV. But that wasn't the case with Ed. They opened the show with 3 songs, and they came almost to the end of the show. They came out and did another 2 songs. So 5 songs in one night. 73 million people watched the Beatles that night. But you know what? There were 2 more Sundays to go. So the Beatles hopped on a plane and they flew to Miami, and they loved Miami. They never saw palm trees before. They loved the sun. So what we're going to do this morning for our little audio clip, we're going to go to the second Ed Sullivan Show at the Deauville Hotel in Miami. And you'll find this interesting, Gary. At the very beginning, I don't know if you remember, but Ed Sullivan used to introduce celebrities in the audience.
Yes, he did. I do remember. Yep.
Yeah. Right in our audience tonight. You know, everybody imitates Ed Sullivan, and so he would introduce people from the audience. So listen to who he introduces. They're sports stars, and you'll know the names. So with that said, join me now as the Gary Levitt and Friends Show, and under the Friends is Renee, me, and Aaron. And we are now going to listen to the Beatles perform a song on The Ed Sullivan Show, February 16th, 1964. Happy Valentine's Day, Gary and Renee and Aaron.
Same to you.
Here we go.
Ladies and gentlemen out in our audience tonight, the heavyweight champion of the world, Sonny Liston. Sonny. Sonny, how are you? Sitting with him, another great champion, and one of the real class guys of sports, Joe Louis. Joe, stand up there and take a bow. Now, ladies and gentlemen, quiet, please.
Quiet.
No, Sonny, listen. Actually, some of these songs could fit you in your fight. One is From Me to You. It's one song they're going to sing. Then another one could fit Cassius, because that song is I Want to Hold Your Hand. Now, ladies and gentlemen, here are the Beatles.